This goes to Dr. Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, fix, 855-858-1909. Regarding Mark, middle initial D like David, Rona, it's W-R-O, and like November A. Date of birth 6/11 of 1945. Dear Dr. Williams, this is a consultation for Mr. Rona with stage 3B chronic kidney disease and worsening, that is worsening, and proteinuria. He has had type 2 diabetes with very poorly controlled blood sugars for many years. Now he's on insulin and a Dexcom insulin monitor, and he's been working to keep the blood sugar less than 150 after meals, and he has been doing better, he reports. He did have carpal tunnel release on his left wrist in 2021, and when they were doing surgery, they found an unusual situation in the wrist area, and they did a biopsy of the area that was suspicious, and it was positive for amyloidosis, A-M-Y-L-O-I-D-O-S-I-S. And that was actually confirmed by the Mayo Clinic. He did have a very intensive cardiac workup, stress test, a nuclear med stress test, echocardiogram, all done in Houston, Texas. And that, those were all normal. They did not do a cardiac catheterization or any form of biopsy due to the normal findings on the cardiac workup. And he's had no chest pain or palpitations or any other symptoms related to heart disease. He does have nocturia several times a night, 2 to 3 times per night, and sometimes he feels difficulty in emptying his bladder. I'm not sure if he empties it fully. He has not had an ultrasound with post-void bladder scan, so we will be scheduling that for him to check for any form of obstruction or urinary retention related to prostate disease. He denies dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no headaches or dizziness, no history of CVA or TIA, no unusual rashes or skin lesions. He does have chronic low back pain. That is unchanged. He does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents to treat that, though. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no incontinence, no foul smelling urine, minimal edema of the lower extremities, and occasionally some in his fingers, he reports. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, uncontrolled type 2 diabetes, thyroid disease, requiring thyroid radiation for initially overactive hyperthyroidism or Graves disease. And that's been well controlled, and he was just recently started on a low dose of Synthroid, 25 microgram daily for slightly abnormal TSH levels. He's had anemia for the last 2 years, hyperlipidemia, chronic low back pain, diabetic neuropathy, chronic allergic rhinitis, sleep study, the amyloidosis, and past surgical history, he had thyroid irradiation for the Graves' disease, and that was a successful procedure. He's had normal thyroid function up until just recently. He had a right biceps reconnection surgery. He's had his tonsils and adenoids removed. He had a colonoscopy in 2021. A right knee replacement in 2020, a left knee replacement in 2019. He's had multiple back surgeries, several in 2009 and then another one in 2017. And left carpal tunnel release was 2021. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. He occasionally consumes alcohol, but very rare amounts, very small amounts. He does not use illicit drugs. He is married, lives with his wife, and he is retired. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, thyroid disease, stroke, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies, but he is allergic to ginger, grass pollen, house dust, and mold. Medications, he's on lisinopril 40 milligram daily, vitamin D3 2,000 units daily, Synthroid 25 microgram daily, just recently started, Trulicity 0.25 milligram once a week, Metformin is 1,000 milligram twice a day, Norco 7.5 325, one daily as needed for severe back pain, but he rarely uses that. Coreg, 25 milligram twice a day. Lantus insulin is 5 to 10 units once daily. Crestor, 40 milligram once a day. Claritin, 10 milligram daily. He does not use any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs. Tylenol, 500 milligram with Benadryl, 25 milligram. He takes a half tablet at bedtime for sleep. And he's going to start an S like Sam, G like golf, L like Larry, T like Tom, 2 inhibitor medication today. He's not sure if it's Jardiance or another brand, but he will be picking that up at the pharmacy and starting that today for his diabetes. And he has been taken off Actos and off glimepiride recently. Physical exam, height is 71 inches, weight 270 pounds, pulse is 64 and regular, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 76. His neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, pharynx is clear with cobblestoning, tonsils are surgically absent. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no pulsatile areas, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, he's got 1+ edema in the ankles just above his diabetic stockings bilaterally. And decreased sensation in the ankles and feet bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 17th of 2023. His creatinine was 1.59 with estimated GFR of 44. And 9/22 of 23, creatinine is 1.74 with a GFR 40. 8/10 of 23, creatinine 1.3, GFR 56. 4/17 of 23, creatinine 1.41 with GFR 51. 3/20/23, creatinine 1.44, GFR 51. 12/9 of 22, creatinine 1.31 with a GFR 56. 9/9 of 22, creatinine 1.39 with GFR 54. And back to 11/17 of 23, electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.0. Albumin 4.1. Liver enzymes are normal. Phosphorus is 4.0. Intact parathyroid hormone is 36.5. Hemoglobin slightly low at 11.8. Normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with worsening of kidney function in September of this year, but slightly improved when rechecked in November. We would like him to continue to have lab studies every 3 months. We are also going to do a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. Also, we do have urinalysis done 4/17 of 23. It's a urine protein to creatinine ratio of 0.7, which is non-nephrotic range, but it is gross proteinuria. And so we will continue to monitor that. We will schedule a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan, and the patient wishes to do that in the Big Rapids CoreWell facility. And lab studies are going to be checked in January of this year. We're going to include immunofixation and free light chains with the labs that we routinely check for renal dysfunction. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.